Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sometimes football and business, they intersect. And this is one of those times. Terry is a fantastic teammate and really puts in the work and spent a lot of time with him already this offseason. So, but let's, the business side of things, you know, Adam and their crew and Terry and his group, they'll let them work through that. But in the meantime, lots of stuff to do. And we try to customize as much as we can, Nikki, who can do what, who's in rehab, who can do some things, who can do everything, who needs to see more during this time of year, and who do we need to see less. And so this is one of those times you're really able to customize the script and the work to do that.
Last year, the Commanders celebrated their mandatory and voluntary camps and the amount of participation they got in that everybody prioritized team over self. So you can't really walk that back, right? When you say that it's important and that it is indicative of a culture, then it's hard to suggest now, well, it's not overly important. But Dan Quinn's point was sometimes the contract is a pain in the butt and it's going to get in the way and we'll let Adam Peters handle that. I kind of like when the coach does that and they just take it off their own plate. That's up to Adam and the agent.
There's a different guy in the office and somebody else that's not me. Anyway, football.
So we'll answer some calls in a moment, 800-636-1067. But first, a question from Twitter from Kristen, who says she doesn't really get why I keep saying I think it's going to get done in early July like last time when it's a different regime than that was. It's because it's not really regime dependent. It's just kind of the normal bells and whistles, or ebbs and flows, I guess is the better word, of the offseason. Like, this is just kind of how it generally goes. This date is when the player is able to show and exert their frustration. They don't come to mandatory minicamp, and then there'll be some behind-the-scenes dialogue where they'll threaten not to come to training camp, and the team will understand that it's a massive priority to not have a distraction in training camp, which is now prep for the season. You're a few weeks from a preseason game. You're basically 5 weeks away from week one of the NFL season as you're at training camp, and so you can't have that. So now let's get serious. Let's buckle down. It's the equivalent. I don't have a good comp because I don't know what each person's job is, but at your office, when it's 11 p.m. before the midnight deadline, and that's really when you start going, all right, let's roll up our sleeves here. You've done your posturing. I've done my posturing. Now we got an hour to figure this thing out. We've been at the office all day doing shtick, and the circle of fun was a good time. Everybody had their laughs. But we got 15 minutes before people walk in the door. We got to be ready to hand out the product.
Yeah, let's buckle down here and get those printers working.
It's just kind of how it's always been here recently on this version of the CBA. That's been the timeline typically. Carlos, Saverna Park, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Hey, guys. Hey, real quick. It was great to see you guys yesterday at the Capitals event.
Yeah, man. Great to see you, buddy.
Love your guys. As you know, mandatory clap and sync is perfect. Deserves an award. Hey, listen. It is this is a no-brainer for me. It's a nothing burger for me. And Adam Peters, we trust. Dan Quinn, we trust. And Terry McLaurin, we trust. 30 is the new 20, in my opinion, for wide receivers to get paid. Santana Moss hit him for 1,000 yards, and he was 30. Reggie Wayne. Peyton Manning did it when he was 30. I think Terry McLaurin is still going to produce high-level performance for his age as a wide receiver. Pay the man. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you, buddy. Yeah, I totally understand that perspective. I think that's going to be the majority perspective, right? Where at the end of the day, in previous iterations, previous contracts, previous things, I would kind of go, I understand what's common sense. Bruce Allen's involved. This is not a rational actor. This is someone that will fly to the home state of the quarterback, not have it go well, call a couple people in his office and tell everyone that the quarterback is selfish. That's that guy. That person isn't here anymore. Adults, reasonable, smart adults, good people, qualified people, intelligent people, everyone gets it. So the pieces are right there for a very reasonable conclusion. A reasonable conclusion is a compromise between the two parties where this really meaningful quality player ends up here. He's here this year regardless, by the way. I didn't have any recourse. Still under contract. But you don't want to enter that lame duck year. You would say an extension is going to happen in all likelihood. The pieces fit.
800-636-1067 is the number. Ben's in Silver Spring on Grant and Danny. What's up, Ben?
I look at it this way. If comes in under 32, if the Skins are unable to offer at least 32, it's on them. If McLaurin wants over 32, it's on him. But at the end of the day, it's all business. And as I was telling your screener, it's my fault. And the reason it's my fault is I bought my wife a McLaurin McLaurin jersey.
You know what you did, Ben? Yeah, you did it.
It seemed like
thank you, buddy.
The safest purchase you've ever made.
Right.
He's not going anywhere. He'll be here for years. And I'm here to tell you, I still think it's a pretty safe purchase. I think you're okay. But yeah, when you make that purchase, you know what you're doing. You're feeling confident that he's not going anywhere. And now here we are with a little acrimony. This is part of the process. It's so easy, though, to just take a snapshot and say, oh, they don't like each other very much. It's the equivalent of any kind of a negotiation, honestly. Like, how many times, Danny, if we just looked at different points, whether it's relationships or negotiations with companies, for anybody, mm-hmm. if we just took a snapshot before it was settled, when you're in the arbitration phase, basically, of dictating value, we said, they're at odds. They don't like each other very much. This is literally the negotiation. This is how it works. It's how many times when you bought a house, if you just took a 10-minute part of the conversation with you and your real estate agent, would you go, we're probably not getting this house? That's what it is. It's one page of a book. The book is called Terry Resigns with Washington. And by the way, we've already read the damn thing.
Yeah.
It was a couple years ago. This exact page is in that book. And he got a 3-year deal then. Sean's in Southern Maryland. Hey, Sean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, so I just think that we've got like middle of the road cap, and you're talking about $35 million with the Vikings and Jefferson. They've got less cap than we do, and I just think it's a little ridiculous if he's, like the other guy said, if we don't give him 32 and we're not willing to offer that, I think there's a lot of teams that are willing to offer that for his talent, and he hasn't showed any signs of slowing down, so I don't see why we wouldn't at least say a little bit more that, yeah, we want him, we want to pay him a large amount of money.
So this is an interesting point, and I want to use this to talk about the team perspective. If, in fact, they play hardball and they tell him, we don't want to pay you, I'm going to use the number, not 35, which is not really what he's probably asking for, certainly not what he should be making. But let's use the DK Metcalf figure of 32 and change, $33 million. If they play hardball and they don't want to go there, and they're now trying to get him a little below market at closer to $30 million, mm-hmm. and that's like the ceiling, and he's going, I'm worth more than that. Now, my guess is he would ultimately sign. He's not going to blow this whole thing up and go find a new home and play somewhere else instead of sticking with Jaden Daniels over a couple million dollars when you could be a career commander. But if that is the case, how would that make you feel about the regime? Because they're playing hardball in a way that's business-wise pretty smart, probably. But this is the guy in this fan base. Exactly what they're selling a product. We want every player to be this. This is what we would design in a laboratory. Well, the player would be wearing 17 walking out of the lab. It's this guy.
This is the key to me, Grant, is this part of it. The things that are hard to, hard to put a price tag on. I wish I had a better turn of phrase than that, but that's what it is. A guy at this production, I go, oh, he slots in between, I'm just making this up, between Brandon Ayuk and DK Metcalf. Take the average of the two, turn and deal, and that's it. Take it or leave it. That's not what this is. This is the guy. You know what I mean? It'd be like, if Ryan Zimmerman had played more hardball, or, you can go to your different franchises, like if Dustin Pedroia in Boston over the years had played more hardball. I understand that they're a second baseman with slightly better war. There's probably somebody that can hit the ball further, run faster. But because heart and soul, because this is the example you're using to the rookies, because this is not some mercenary, it's not a guy that's bounced around and been on four teams. Like when Jalen Ramsey holds out, he's a really good player. Maybe deserves more in his contract. I haven't looked into it. But that dude has as much loyalty as wherever the next situation is. This guy showed up, grinded through slop. He went through the Andy Dufresne tunnel, dude, a couple different times with terrible quarterbacks, worse offensive coordinators, boobs for head coaches and general managers, buffoonery all around him. And all he did was just rise to the top and be a pretty damn good player. That's the example. That's worth more. It's worth more to you than maybe it is to the next guy.
Question for you guys is, what level of ire do you have on a 1 to 10 scale? Larry's in the Plato. What's up, Larry?
Hey, guys. Very little. I mean, 1 to 2. But I've got a couple of questions here. I think they understand where the parameters are, and they're going to come to a deal here. But here's my question, and it's twofold. Is something afoot with them still looking to acquire other players, and that's why they're still, trying to explore that before they deal with their salary cap with McLaurin? Or are they worried about Jaden Daniels' contract 3 or 4 years from now and whatever salary cap impact that that Terry may have on that? But something else is afoot in the front office, or else this would have been taken care of. And part of this is, too, is like giving Zach Ertz a day off on Thursday. They told Terry, we're going to take a harder look at these receivers. Enjoy an extended honeymoon there, fella.
Thank you, buddy. So let me do the second question first. Pretty much it wouldn't affect the Jaden Daniels extension. Here's why. So Daniels is still on the rookie deal, which those numbers are locked in now for another couple of seasons. Then the fifth-year option that the team, hopefully in all likelihood, will pick up is also pretty locked in. So just do the math there. That's 3 years. That's the bulk of where Terry McLaurin's salary cap allocations and big money are going to be. When Daniels signs an extension, they'll structure it in a way where some of the hard-hitting, oh my God, cap figures are either pushed down into the future, or it'll be manipulated in a way where there's not a lot of crossover there in terms of Terry McLaurin's long years and then the time where Daniels is now skyrocketing, making 70, 80, whatever million dollars a year.
Yeah, we went through the years last week on this, but basically McLaurin's new contract and a new contract for Jaden Daniels would overlap, say, in 2029 probably, in maybe the final year if Terry gets 3 years. But the first year of the extension for Jaden Daniels, while a handsome raise from the $12 million figure he'll have in 2027, and then the leap he's going to get on the fifth-year contract, which is his first big jump in 2028. He'll get another jump in 29, but it's still, we're talking about something that's a gigantic
bargain
at the quarterback position in the first year of his new deal. Like, you know, $30-some million, $30 million, something like that. Whereas by the end of it, he's going to be having $70 million tags. But that's long after Terry, who at that point, you know, his 3-4 year deal goes through age 33, 34. That'll be year one, year two of Jaden Daniels when that thing's expiring. So this contract shouldn't have a whole lot to do with Daniels, other than what I will say is the fact that you're not paying Jaden Daniels real legitimate big money is all the more reason why, for a true number one wide receiver, if that's what you're paying Terry McLaurin to be, and that's what they would be doing, you should have no problem doing that. See the Vikings with Jefferson and J.J. McCarthy, right? There are teams that make it work by saying screw the defense, where they have Joe Burrow, the quarterback, making all the money, and then they have two wide receivers, Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. In this case, this year, Jaden Daniels only makes 8.6 against the cap. Next year, it's 10.3 against the cap. 2027, it's $12 million against the cap. So if you want to pay Terry McLaurin, you absolutely can.
You do it right now.
And you could pay Trey Hendrickson and anybody else that you want to give a big contract to. But just the way that they've gone about building this thing, that they've kind of been hesitant to hand out that huge contract, it doesn't seem like something they're overly interested in.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.